your stock pick at the moment?
Well, I mean, I've been quite bearish on the show, as you could probably relate. So I'm still in favor of, you know, cash at this particular stage. This is for investors that don't have significant cash portion in their portfolios. Use this opportunity to build up some cash and so forth, just to give you some flexibility if better opportunities arise. If you're fully invested, if you've got a significant cash position already and looking to buy something, I think Tencent is announcing results next week. I think other than food retail, specifically e-delivery and gaming, I think is doing quite well with social distancing. So I think there's a chance that Tencent could surprise the market, and as a result, it may be not a bad buying opportunity.
Jean-Pierre, in your books, what's your stock pick right now?
I'm also bearish, but I do think there are individual select opportunities available. So I'll go for a small cap in South Africa, Metrophile. And the reason I'm choosing Metrophile is because they had a bid to take the company private by the Housatonic Consortium. That deal did not go through, mostly because of COVID-19 and the travel restrictions that we've had. But in the last announcement, they say that they still expect the deal to effectively come back in 2 months when people can travel again. So at the previous deal price, there's significant upside. And even if there is no deal, I still see value in the service that Metrophile renders in terms of document storage. So I would choose Metrophile tonight.
On that note, let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined me this evening. Of course, that's Alex Dace from Umthombo Wealth and Jean-Pierre Fester from Protea Capital Management as well. Julieta will be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. Have a good evening.